Welcome to Heightening Headlines, Improvising the News, the improv comedy news show featuring Ryan Charnocki and Alec Shea. Welcome back to Heightening Headlines. I'm Alec.
And I'm Ryan.
And we are your improvisers, giving you real news stories and improvised context.
That's right. We will read a news story and then improvise characters in this world and figure out what's going on.
Yeah, we're gonna give you the story that the news story is not telling you. Let's put it that way. The truth behind the news.
67. Sorry, I saw that in the headline. I can't get it out of my head.
I mean, if you say it as 67, it kind of just sounds like you're like working your way up to a 69.
Did I just boomer moment the 67?
I think so, yeah.
I have a joke about 67. It's so easy. Six seven. No, it's so easy to make jokes on like random meme stuff, like 69, 67.
It just, oh, yeah.
It's like, why does this exist? And people laugh just by recognizing 6-7, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I think sometimes it's more of like a, oh, God, kind of laugh.
Well, I'll take any laugh I can get.
I find it funny that it's specifically the numbers 6. And for context, our news story is about 6-7 and joy. But yeah, the fact that it's specifically 6 and 7 with that age-old joke of why is 6 afraid of 7?
Oh.
Because 7, 8, 9.
But I don't see the connection with the joke.
I don't know. It's those two numbers and they're the numbers in that joke. And I think there's not really many other jokes about numbers, you know?
Fair enough. Things do tend to be full circle.
Yeah, there's no like, why is 1 afraid of 2?
Because 1, 8, 1, 2, 3? I don't know. Why does that kind of make sense?
Wait, you're right, it does. So wait, why is 4 afraid of 5?
Because 7, 8, 9?
No, because 5, 6, 7.
I wish you could.
We've already lost all of our listeners.
I wish the 6-7 could be an audible. Like, can you audibly do the 6-7? Besides just saying 6-7?
I think you just go, whoa.
Is that, you've heard it here, folks.
That's been the accompanying sound for that action.
Give it to me again.
Whoa.
Can you do it? Can you do the sound every time I do the hands?
Yes. Oh. I'm sure everyone listening to audio only is loving this.
This is going to be a fun episode. All right. That's true. Yeah. Yeah. 6-7. Why is 496 afraid of 497?
Because 497, 498, 499.
Okay. Doesn't work anymore. Doesn't work. In case you were wondering.
We just wanted to test that live for everyone here, just in case you weren't sure if specifically using 490 caused the joke to fail. I don't know.
Yeah, you heard it here first. That's what we're here for. We're here for the people. The person.
The person.
Person listening to this.
The papals. Let's read this news story. This is a real news story about the phrase 6-7.
And we've never read it. I just looked up some headlines right before this.
You want me to read it?
Yeah.
Okay. Respondents to an annual Michigan College survey of overused and misused words and phrases say 6-7 is cooked and should come to a massive full stop heading into the new year.
Wait, they're really leaning into this. All right.
I think this whole article is just going to be a bunch of meme words.
I think it's a boomer who Googled, like, what do the kids say? And then cooked was the first one that popped up, and they were like...
Either that, I mean, because this is coming from the college, right? Cooked is in quotations. That means it's, in theory, a quote from their survey. So in their, like, actual scientific survey, in conclusion, they put 6-7 is cooked.
Love that.
Conclusion, 6-7 is cooked. Those are among the top 10 words on the 50th annual banished words list released Thursday by Lake Superior State University. The tongue-in-cheek roundup of overused slang started in 1976 as a New Year's Eve party idea and is affectionately called the list of Queen's English for misuse, overuse, and general uselessness. Around 1,400 submissions came from all 50 states and a number of countries outside the U.S., including Uzbekistan, Brazil, and Japan, according to Lake Superior State. I like that Uzbekistan is making an appearance in this article because that's also where that animal convention was held.
I think Uzbekistan just pops up.
The most random country. It's making two appearances in our podcast already.
Honestly, I think they're like, we need to include Uzbekistan in some of our stories. Can you just throw them in here?
Like, let's Google only, like, news articles only that mention Uzbekistan.
Yeah, yeah.
Also in the top 10 list are demure, incentivize, perfect, gift / gifted, my bad, and reach out. My bad and reach out also made the list decades ago in 1998 and 1994, respectively.
How are they still overused?
Are they, like, making a comeback? I feel like my bad has
my
just
bad.
Always been a phrase.
That's my what bad. I say a lot. But one, because I mess up a lot. But also, I don't know, apparently my vernacular is becoming quite old.
What?
Yeah. I still say, like, cool, unironically.
And vernacular.
That's cool. Okay. Vernacular.
Oh, dude. This next sentence.
Okay.
The list definitely represents the fad and vernacular trends of the younger generation. You fucking predicted the word of the sentence. said David Travis, Lake Superior State University president. Social media allows a greater opportunity to misunderstand or misuse words. We're using terms that are shared throughout texting primarily or through posting with no body language or tone context. It's very easy to misunderstand these words.
But is it? I don't know if I agree with that. It's just different.
I mean, I think... Well, yeah, it is different, but it's also, I guess, like... If you only see a word written down, much in the same way that it's easy to incorrectly think about how to pronounce it, I'm sure it's also much easier to incorrectly think about how it's supposed to be used, because words on a page are only one of the many ways in which we communicate when we're talking to someone in person. No body language, no vocal tone.
I guess so. All right.
Makes sense to me.
Vernacular.
Vernacular.
I want to get vernacular on that list next year.
What a vernacular way of describing how communication works.
Look, I vernaculize. They call me the vernaculizer. Don't ask why.
You got a big pair of vernaculars.
Oh, God. That was a cut from the Marvel movies. The vernaculizer.
The vernaculizer.
He said...
What does he even do?
What does he do?
I'm starting to realize I don't fully know the, like, proper definition of the word vernacular.
It's like how you speak.
The vernacularizer is what? Like a superhero who just makes people speak kind of different?
Yeah. No, yeah, it's like, oh, what's an example? What's like a commonly misused phrase?
Snip it in the butt.
Ah, exactly. Yeah, yeah.
As opposed to nip it in the bud.
Yeah, nip it in the bud. Or I had so many examples running through my head before this. Yeah, but this is what the vernacular guy does.
The vernacularizer?
The vernacularizer.
So I was going to read more, but I kind of want to see a scene.
I
want to
see
the
vernacularizer. All right. What you're about to see is a competition between who gets to be the vernacularizer first.
Honestly, I kind of want to be the person who gets vernacularized.
Okay, that sounds weird. Let's keep this above board. All right.
Help! Help! Somebody, please, anybody! I'm trying to write a letter, but I don't know the correct phrases to use.
It is I, der Vernacularizer.
Der Vernacularizer?
Oh. Yeah, ich bin German. I am the Vernacularizer.
That
makes me really unsure about how helpful you're going to be with improving my English writing capabilities.
I am very, very exact. I am very, very genau, as we say in the German.
I feel like you're already not using the English words because you don't know them, so you're replacing them with German.
No. I am A2 in English. I am the best English speaker in my class.
Well, I'm...
They call me the vernacularizer.
Trying to write a letter to my boss to tell him that I feel like the company is full of bats in a cave, but I don't think that's a real expression.
There's bats in the cave? Just murder them all.
Murder all of the people that work at my company?
You said they were bats.
Well, yes, the company is like bats in a cave.
Ah, okay.
You're not very good at this.
Nein. We are not good at making superheroes. The last superhero we made, it did not end well. It was Mr. Port.
Mr. who?
Mr. Port.
Mr. Port?
He was the Port Schneider, and he showed up at midnight to schneid your Port. He was very beloved by the Kinder.
Ah, he was the one who killed Bent.
Bent was revision 49. It was started with Mr. Port. There's just 48 other superheroes having to do with Port.
Is this relevant to my letter?
Not at all. See, this is why Germans don't make superheroes. Ciao.
Bye. Scene.
Oh, man. What happened?
You played a guy who's supposed to make people... Actually, I guess it kind of makes sense now that I think about it. You play a guy who's supposed to make people worse at English, and he's not a native English speaker.
I like if the vernacularizer was a foreign...
But he just came in and then immediately, like... <He's>... just fully admitted that his own ability was terrible.
It's like an English professor who doesn't speak English. Like, I am... Today, English professor. I teach every English.
I teach every English.
Look me. I English teacher. You sit. Stand. I mean, you in green. I mean, blue.
You, 6'7".
Oh, yeah. Why are we not reusing these words?
I don't know. Probably for our own sanity.
I have a feeling the vernacular is going to make a comeback.
Probably. Because I definitely feel like he didn't really show his true power in that scene.
I also love the fact that Germans making superheroes went through 49 revisions before they finally got to one.
If there was a German equivalent of, what's his name, Stan Lee? Is that the Marvel creator guy? Yeah, it would just... He would have released, like, one comic, but it would have been revised, like, 130 times to fit of the regulations.
For sure, yeah. We're currently in Germany, by the way.
The Revisinator. The
Revisinator.
Yes, we both live in Munich, Germany, which is why we make fun of it coming from a place of love.
Yeah, and Brot in German means bread.
Yes, and there is actually a famous German... I think it's kind of a children's character called Bernd das Brot, so Bernd the Bread, who is literally just a depressed piece of bread.
Yeah. let's start there. It wasn't weird enough that they made a loaf of bread, a literal loaf of bread, into a character, but that this children's character is depressed as hell. He like has a sad face always. He's always complaining. It is the funniest cartoon character.
But it's not just complaining. It's like full on, like, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the world's gonna end, so why try doing anything?
Oh, yeah. Which,
I mean, to be fair, is kind of, I think, as close as Germany has gotten to making a superhero.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, you know, they have...
just a piece of bread that's depressed.
Trouble with superheroes who use actual violence, right? But I just... If you're gonna have a depressed character, it's like, what... Who was like, okay, we have a depressed character for children. What should we make him? What should he be? And you're just sitting around a table like, how about, I don't know, a sad hippopotamus, you know? Or like, how about a sad, you know, wombat? Wombats are sad. No.
I think.
How about a loaf of freaking bread?
I think maybe it came from like they were working late. And so this writing team was working late, and it was like, you know, like 6 p.m., like really, really late for dinner time in Germany. 6 p.m. And they were like, oh, it's time for Abendbrot. Bread, evening bread that they usually eat instead of dinner, because in Germany they have a big lunch and then a very small dinner that's usually just bread with cheese. Yeah. And then they were like, bread makes me happy. So what if we made it sad?
I like how you just described Abendbrot, bread with cheese. It sounds so unappetizing.
I think it's delicious, but it's, yeah.
Bread with cheese.
It's bread with cheese.
Bernd das Brot. Okay, who was thrown out in order to get Bernd das Brot? Like, he was not the first idea they pitched.
Oh, like,
all right. We're gonna
pitches, children's character pitches that weren't as good as Bernd das Brot in Germany.
Yeah. All right, here we go. Okay. Kathy, I need your help. Look, Kathy, I know you're my secretary. It's 4:58. Boss is on my ass. I need to get something.
I need to go home in 2 minutes.
So do I. I need a character by the end of the day. Otherwise, I'm getting fired. Well, no, I'm getting a strike. And, you know, on 16 strikes, you then get a letter of reprimandation. And then if you're reprimanded 3 times, then you might get fired. But this is high pressure for me.
After they fire you, you get like a 6-week intermediary period before they fire you.
Six months.
6 months. Sorry.
Look.
I'm so tired. It's 4:58 and I'm supposed to be going home because, you know, it's illegal for me to work after 5 p.m.
All right. Let's get on this. I need a mascot, okay?
All right.
I need something.
Children's character.
What's children's character? What relates with the kids? What are they like? Like happiness, cheerful.
I think kids like
joy.
Cement.
What?
Cement, you know, like on the sidewalk. Kids are always walking on the sidewalk.
Hold on, did you say cement?
Cement. Like concrete.
Kathy, are you being serious?
Yeah, what if we just had like...
Kathy, it's cement. Nobody says cement.
What? Everybody says cement.
Kathy, stay on topic. We're going to get back to this later.
What if we just had like an angry panel of cement?
I can't get over the fact that you're saying cement.
I'm sorry, okay?
Cement is not
I
word.
Lived overseas.
Cement is... Nobody says cement.
People in Australia say cement, and
nobody
that's where I lived
cement.
For 3 weeks.
I'm sorry. I can't do this. You're looking me in the face, and you're saying cement.
Carlisle, I need to go home in 1 minute, okay? We need to come up with a character for you before I have to overwork and then get fired for working too hard.
Look. Emotions that children resonate with. Laughter. I don't know. Joy. A happy home.
I think angry panel of cement.
We could
call him
Hardened.
Harden.
Harden?
Harden. Harden the angry cement.
Harden the cement?
Yeah.
No, that has nothing to do with children.
Children use cement all the time. They chalk on it. They write numbers. They do hopscotch. Cement and kids are like, are like peas in a pod.
Let me make this clear, okay? We're working overtime now until 5:15.
No, oh God, oh, I'm gonna go to jail.
Call the partner. We're working overtime. We need to figure out.
Mickey, sorry, I'm committing a crime by overworking. We really got to come up with this children's character, and all of my ideas are being rejected.
Tell Mickey Mouse I said hi.
Steven says hi.
Thank you. Look, boss is on me. We need 3 things in the next 15 minutes. We need an emotion for this child's character. We need a mascot for this child's character, and we need a name for the character, okay? Emotions. I need something.
Okay, what about
snappy, happy,
disgusted?
What?
And it could be a plank of wood. It's like a plank of wood that always looks like it's going to bust.
Stick on the emotion. Are you depressed right now?
No, I'm feeling very happy.
Joy.
I think. What if we made them a pair? We had Harden the angry cement, and we have Woody the disgusted plank.
You are terrible at this. Look.
You asked for my help, Stephen.
Do you want to go with depressed? We'll go with depressed.
I
need an emotion. We'll build from that.
Spitting nothing but gold. And I feel like you're just not working with me.
Would you be happy if we went with depressed?
Yeah, perfect.
All right, fine.
Children love being depressed.
No,
have you ever seen a happy child?
I hope you don't have children.
I have six.
Oh, gosh. Anyways.
And they're all very depressed.
Clearly. They must be German.
Yeah, that's how I know that they're happy.
Fine. Children's character, depressed. Well, whatever. Okay, we need a mascot. Like, children love dragons and, I don't know, knights, princesses. What?
Children love refrigerators.
No, what are you talking about?
We could have a depressed fridge. You, like, open it, and then it's like, oh, you're taking out my inside.
How does that make any sense? Why children don't like refrigerators?
He could be friends with the angry cement and
give
the
me
disgusted
like
plank.
Puppy dogs or kittens or, I don't know, a little bear, stuff like bear. Okay, you want to do something in the kitchen? We can go, like, an apple or, I don't know, a fork.
A knife.
Oh.
Like a big...
See, that's,
sharp knife
no,
with like
no. See, that's no
a layer of blood
no,
that goes down the front.
Literally, didn't have to do
and
that.
And he could be called
no
stab.
Literally, nobody brought blood into this. Okay,
stab the knife.
We're not going with knife.
Children love playing with knives. My
no.
kids play with them all the time.
Oh my gosh!
I used to have seven until one of them had too much fun.
Kathy, we need to talk, okay? But first of all, no, we're not going with knife. I'm overruling you. We've already gone with depressed, which makes no sense. Okay, give me like a drawer. No.
Fine. What about something boring like bread?
Love it. Genius. Brilliant.
Really?
Brilliant. Bread. No, that's ridiculous. That's the dumbest thing I've ever... What, a slice of bread?
What if the bread was like overcooked and it could be burnt?
What do you...
We just put the bread in the toaster for too long. It pops out. It's burnt.
Literally nobody...
Burnt the depressed bread.
No. That is the worst idea I've ever heard in 16 years doing this. You... Like...
Stephen, I am spitting nothing but pure gold, okay? All of these ideas are as good as my children are depressed.
Kathy, I need you to listen close.
We could have a tea party with... Harden the cement. We, the disgusted plank.
Kathy, why have you not been fired yet?
The depressed refrigerator and the depressed burnt bread.
So two of them are depressed?
Yeah, two of them. That's how you know they're friends.
God. Okay, look. We can go with bread if you want to go with bread. I don't want it to be burnt.
You asked for my help and you haven't said a single idea.
I've thrown out amazing ideas, honestly, really, and you don't like any of them. So, look, Kathy, bread,
Steven,
how about like a slice, like a bread roll maybe with some nice seeds on top, some flowers. They make that here. Bread with flowers on it. It's really weird. But kids like it. Kids like flowers.
Steven, you don't have children and it shows.
Well, you shouldn't have children.
If you had children, you would know how depressed children are.
Look.
Children are like a darkness, like a little speck of darkness in a world full of light. They're like a deserted island in an oasis of beauty. And the deserted island is like a island of vomit.
Are you okay? Do you need therapy?
I am doing great.
What type of bread are we? A bagel? Bagels are cute. Do you want what types of like a flatbread, a tortilla? Tortilla. The depressed tortilla named Hakim. I don't know.
Just make him a square, Stephen. I need to go home.
Like a loaf of bread?
I got children to let play with knives.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. We're almost done. Yes. I'll have it by 10 minutes. Please, 10 minutes. Thank you.
Yep, I'm still committing that crime.
Okay. We have a depressed loaf of bread. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud. We have a depressed loaf of bread as a children's toy. This makes no sense. Fine. Okay, let's give him a cheery name, like I don't know.
I told you, burnt.
Burnt?
Yeah, like the scars that children leave on your soul, burnt.
Oh my gosh, you do not need to be a mother. Those poor anyways.
Children are a miracle.
No.
They're like a reverse miracle.
Yes, they are a miracle. Yes, they are. Why does children make you think of burnt bread?
Stephen, you clearly don't have children.
No, I don't. I... Depressed.
If you had children, you would know why a burnt piece of bread is the perfect mascot for a child.
I'm going to
They're
cry.
They're like taking something good and making it worse.
I'm literally going to cry. Charlie, Jose, maybe Hammett.
Stephen, how did
Johannes,
you even get this job? How did you become a children's mascot imagineer when you don't even have children?
Look, I studied this. I'm an expert in the field. And they made me work with you, okay? And honestly, I need this job. So I'm in the pulpit site and I just need to make you happy.
Look, then trust me, Stephen, on my word, as a mother, if you're not going to go with the angry cement or the disgusted plank.
Or the depressed refrigerator.
Or the depressed refrigerator, then please, for the love of God, just take the burnt piece of bread.
Are you giving me one option?
Yes.
A loaf of bread?
This is how I deal with my children. They tell me what they want for dinner, and I say that you can have mashed wood chips from the garden, or you can go to bed hungry.
You are terrible. Burnt is not a name. Burnt, like burnt toast is not, burnt is not a name.
Then make it one, Stephen.
No, but...
Do you know how trends start? Someone says a thing, and then another person says a thing, and then it's a thing.
I guess we can go with Bernd.
Do you know how people are made? You have a child, and then you have another child, and then they start having children.
I know how people are made. Oh, my God.
Okay? Children are like bad slang.
This is horrible. Okay.
They spread their infection into the world until you can't get rid of them.
You just hate children. You do not need to be working here.
I am a mother, Stephen.
Look, okay, we have a depressed loaf of bread named, I'm going to lose it, named Burnt. Burnt what? Like, burnt the cheerful, burnt the successful.
Burnt the depressed bread.
Oh, no. I'm going to lose my job. Oh, no.
Cut to 1 year later. What did I tell you, Stephen?
You're a damn genius.
Scene.
Oh my gosh. That was amazing. That was amazing. That was fun.
Oh man.
That was fun.
Considering the success of Burnt Dust Brought, I kind of feel like any of those other pitches could have been successful.
I couldn't get past the beginning. You calling it cement.
That's what we call it in
That's
Australia.
That's not a thing. Nobody says cement.
How do you pronounce it?
Cement.
Cement?
I'm sorry. It's cement.
All right. That sounds so odd to me.
Cement.
Cement.
Pour the cement.
Pour the cement.
Oh, I'm going to throw up. Oh, my God.
We're going to look this up later.
There's no looking up anything. I have 29 years of experience in life knowing that it is cement. I spoke English for 29 years.
I spoke English for 31.
You spoke Tasmanian.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible that this is an Australian thing because we do like to shorten things.
Don't you put roo on the end of everything?
Roo.
Yeah, deliver roo.
I mean, Deliveroo,
Or you make, like, whimsical.
Roo is just the end of kangaroo. We usually
I really just, my mind just...
Deliveroo is a company that exists, but their mascot is a kangaroo. No, we put O at the end of stuff.
Cheerios.
And I-E.
Like,
O and I-E.
I was like, Cheerios.
Okay. So, like, Bottle-O is short for bottle shop. Servo is short for service station.
Okay.
What else is there? Arvo is short for afternoon. And then IE, you can have a quickie, which is which I guess is short for quick sex.
Okay, okay.
Sickie, which is short for sick day.
Okay. Labo, short for lobotomy.
No, is that not a... Be right back, guys. Just going to go get a labo.
Just
a quick labo.
Just before the wedding, freshen up.
Wedding is a weddo. No, that's not a real one.
I want labo to be a thing. Oh, gosh.
Oh, I wonder if Australians are going to start shortening 6-7 to 6-0.
6-0? You've heard it here first, folks.
6-0, the Australian version of 6-7.
6-0. Do you think anybody listens to this?
Maybe. There's at least two people that have listened to it because they messaged me and said that they listened to it. And
somehow,
thank you to those two people.
John and Johanna.
This one goes out to you. That's not either of their names. Oh, you know, I'm not going to dox them. Should I dox them?
No. I don't know if I'm more comforted that nobody listens to it or that people actually listen to it.
If you listen to this, leave a comment underneath saying that you listened to it.
Oh, yeah. That would be so cool. That would be so cool if you listened to the whole episode. If you left a comment being like, wait, what's the emoji? Comment an emoji. Josh Johnson did this on stand-up. He's a stand-up comedian. He said, if you watch the whole clip, comment a flower emoji.
No, I think it should be...
What's our... a bread emoji.
Bread? Is there a bread emoji?
Yeah, there's a bread emoji.
Or like a...
We're about to find out if there's a bread
emoji.
Is there
a plank or like a concrete emoji? A cement emoji?
Cement? I can't stand you saying that word. No, just bread.
I think there's a bread emoji.
Bread. We're going
to bread. If you listened all the way to the end of this episode, put a bread emoji in the chat.
Bread. And you've heard the origin story of Ben Dustbolt, which I think is exactly how it played out.
Yeah. Honestly. I'm like 90% sure that's exactly how it went. Yeah. And so, yeah, I think that has cemented the end of our episode.
My gosh. Cement is going to be on the list because it's cement. The list of overused words. Oh, gosh.
And
Also,
don't forget to let us know if you've ever been socially circumcised by AI.
Oh, no.
Bye.
Please stop.
Thanks for listening to Heightening Headlines. Tune in next week for more.